Listening Library presents Silver on the Tree by Susan Cooper. Read for you by Alex Jennings. On the day of the dead, when the year too dies, must the youngest open the oldest hills, through the door of the birds where the breeze breaks. There fire shall fly from the raven boy, and the silver eyes that see the wind, and the light shall have the harp of gold. By the pleasant lake the sleepers lie, on Cadvan's way where the kestrels call. Though grim from the grey king shadows fall, yet singing the golden harp shall guide to break their sleep and bid them ride. When light from the lost land shall return, six sleepers shall ride, six signs shall burn, and where the midsummer tree grows tall by Pendragon's sword, the dark shall fall. Imaint Irminithoeth in Canu, Akimair Aglawithis in Dud. Part 1. When the Dark Comes Rising. Midsummer's Eve. Will said, turning a page, he liked Woad. He says, listen, the decoction of Woad drunken is good for wounds in bodies of a strong constitution, as of country people, and such as are accustomed to great labour and hard coarse fare. Such as me, and all other members of Her Majesty's Navy, Stephen said. With great precision he pulled a tall, heavy-headed stem of grass out of its sheath, and lay back in the field, nibbling it. Woad, said James, wiping a mist of sweat from his plump pink face. That's the blue stuff the ancient Britons used to paint themselves with.